The World Bank is working hard in an international coalition to exactly address this. Nobody can do it alone. But it is the challenge of a multilateral agency to see how we can contribute and even better scale up our efforts to help that. So concretely in climate change, we had the pathbreaking agreement in Paris, the Paris Agreement for COP21, and this will require more resources from everybody. The World Bank has committed that 28% of its lending resources will be directed to climate change by 2020. We're scaling up, and what we hope is that others will join in as well. Refugees, we need to combat that for the low-income countries, but also for the middle-income countries. So for the low-income countries, in the context of our fund for the poorest countries, we have created a $2 billion window for the refugees so that we can help them directly. In addition, we have in the Middle East created a concessional financing facility that will help countries that are hosting large groups of refugees, particularly in Jordan and Lebanon, to help them out. So we are trying to have a comprehensive and global approach to this. Clearly, more needs to be done, and we hope to scale up first our activities.
So what does this International Development Association replenishment plan mean for countries trying to reach these very ambitious 17 Sustainable Development Goals by 2030?
Well, IDA is the fund for the poorest countries. It has been existed for over 55 years. And we started the replenishment last year, and we concluded that successfully with a $75 billion replenishment. That's a record. It's a 50% increase. And what it will show is it is the first concrete answer to the SDGs. The SDGs are ambitious, but need to be implemented. And we need to be laser focused on action. This is the plan for action. It will benefit 75 of the poorest countries. And we thought this is an incredible signal of confidence that the international community can work together. It's a successful multilateralism, and the challenge is now aggressive implementation.
How can the World Bank unlock sufficient financing for the 2030 agenda?
The first block is for the focus on the lowest income country. Therefore, IDA 18 with the $75 billion is, if you wish, the down payment for them. Now we need to look at the middle income countries. To that, in that context, we are engaging with our board and our shareholders in a discussion about the capital increase, not only for IBRD, but also for our private sector arm, the IFC, precisely because to unlock more resources, that is not only from the World Bank, but ultimately we need to have private sector involvement. And that we hope to basically mobilize billions of dollars so that we can make a difference by 2030.
How big an issue is a lack of nutrition, sufficient nutrition for young children around the world? It's led to, I believe it's 159 million children becoming stunted worldwide. I mean, why is the World Bank concerned about an issue like this?
The World Bank is deeply concerned because it denies a generation of kids a future. If they have not the proper nutrition, it will retard their intellectual development. We find is therefore an investment in post-natal care, but also in early childhood development is essential for the future of the of these children. It is a problem not only in low-income countries, it's still a problem also in many middle-income countries. In, for example, Indonesia, 37% of the children are affected. This is a problem. And what we are trying to do is develop not only programs in low-income countries, but also in the middle-income countries to combat this. Clearly, we need a coalition. The World Bank wants to be part of the WIA. We work with the WHO, with multilateral agencies, the UN. What we need to do is, together, working with the local communities, with the countries, to really make a difference. We can only do this together, but it is upon us that this is a problem that is solvable and needs to be addressed right now.